He says, son, I love you. Now three men crying. I'm talking about the love of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, beginning from verse 4, it says, love is patient. Am I still in the book? It says, love is kind. Do you know how many marriages will be healed if we're just patient with one another? Do you know how many families will come back together? How many fathers will acknowledge their children if they will just be patient? Do you know how many wives will be healed and delivered today if they will just love to be patient? Love keep no record of wrongdoing. Love is kind. Love will never fail you. We don't need religion. We need relationship. Relationship with God. Relationship with one another. How can you say, I am your pastor, but I don't love you? How am I going to make it to heaven if I have people in the church that I don't like? Love of God will cause you. It was love that caused Jesus to hang on the cross. Make no mistake about it. He wanted to get out of that love contract. When the going get tough, the Bible says it was at the Garden Gethsemane.
We pray that our broadcast was a blessing to you. If you would like to have a copy of today's message on CD, please contact us at www.joydara.org. or at our postal service at P.O. Box 6006, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71307. Or you can call us at 1-888-JOY-DARA. That's 1-888-563-3232. Again, that's 1-888-563-3232. Thank you for listening to today's broadcast. May God bless you and yours.
Oh, he's a wonder in my
Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio. This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord in Senla and in Miss Lou.
KAYT listeners, help us welcome 100.1 FM in Lake Charles, Louisiana.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to Sunday Worship here at Christian Love Baptist Church, where our pastor is Reverend Larry R. Turner. We're located at 3515 Hudson Boulevard in Alexandria, Louisiana. We, the Christian Love family, invite you to come and worship with us. Our Sunday school starts at 9:30, followed by our worship service at 11. Come experience our in-depth Bible study at 6:30 on Wednesday night. Our doors are always open. It's always worth a trip here at Christian Love Baptist Church.
My soul. No other one can cheer me. So When you call his name, at the name of Jesus, every knee is got to bow. Every knee is got to bow. Don't you feel better when you call his name? His name soothes my sorrow. His name dries my tears. His name heals my wounds. Whoa, Jesus. Whoa, Jesus. Whoa, Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Thank you, 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 Jesus. Whoa, whoa, Jesus. Whoa, whoa, Jesus.
Old mothers or old deacons or someone would get up in the church and say, I love the Lord, he heard my cry. What you gotta know. When you get hungry, long as I live, my trouble rise. See, you gotta know that when you're in trouble. You gotta know that when you're homeless. You gotta know that when you don't know where your next meal is going to come from. You gotta know that when all of your friends have left you. Now, Father, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you for giving us Jesus. You didn't have to give him to us, but you did. And Jesus saved our soul. And well, Lord, if we don't come out of this thing with a mansion, fine car, or fat bank account, at least we'll leave safe. I guess we can't ask for much more. Right now, I ask that you cleanse our hearts, cleanse our minds, help us to stay focused on what you sent us here to do, and forgive us of our sins. Cover us in your blood. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Yeah.
me through. I'm living. Yes, I am. I want to thank you, Jesus,
and praise you.
Your grace. First, all of the honor, all of the praise, all of the glory, all of the thanksgiving be unto the Almighty and to the living God, to Jesus, who is our Lord and our Savior, to the power, the indwelling, and the presence of God's Holy Spirit, to my wife, my friend. I thank you for being with me. I thank you for praying for me and praying over me. To these deacons who confidently carry the covenant of Christ, to the mothers of this church who take very good care of us, to these ministers of music, to those thousands and thousands who will be ministered to by this radio ministry, and to you, O citizens of the kingdom of God, I greet you all in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus, who is the Christ. It's going to be a wonderful thing to see you there. Oh, what a time. What a time. What a time. I've been asking the Lord, what would he have us to say today? And it is a word that comes from Matthew chapter 7. With our young people going back to school, if the Lord is willing that tomorrow comes, I'm going to ask that if you are parents, and I'm going to ask if you are a young person, middle-aged or old, that you will hear what thus saith the Lord. In the book of Matthew chapter 7, verse 12 through 14, and then I will finish. There is a word from the Lord in Matthew chapter 7, verses 12 through 14. Jesus says, therefore, all these things, whatsoever you would do, you that men should do to you, that do ye even so to them. For this is the law of the prophet. Paraphrasing it, this is what we call the golden rule. Do unto others as you would have them to do unto you. Jesus is telling us how to conduct ourselves in the manner of a Christian. And he's also telling us how to treat others if we want to be treated the same way. Verse 13, he says, enter in at the strait gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go thereat. Because strait is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. I want to talk to you today about the right way. The right way. Touch your neighbor and say, neighbor, the right way. I want to talk to our young people because the grass will wither, the flower, it will fade, but the word of our God will stand forever. The right way. I want to talk to our young people today because our young people will eventually tomorrow, if the Lord is willing, they will be going back to school. Some of them, before the month is out, will be going back to college. They will be going into their prospective places
And now they are, each morning that you turn them loose, they will be going out into the world. Now, everybody here needs to know, and we really want to be aware of, that our young people are on a journey. They are going from one phase of life to the other. And in this journey, in this life, you will come to discover that every one of us have to go to another level in life. Life has a way of teaching us that there are choices in this life. Jesus, let me bring up to the text because I have a few minutes and then I'll let you go. In this passage, Jesus closes his Sermon on the Mount. You remember the Beatitudes? You remember that Jesus taught us about the Beatitudes, and when he got on the Sermon on the Mount, he began to say, blessed are the pure in heart, blessed. So those are the Beatitudes, and Jesus took his time to teach so that we might know the right way. Yes. Now when you get to chapter 7, he closes his sermon out. However, he concludes and presents his listeners with a series of contrasting choices. For instance, let me help you. In verse 13 and 14, you will find that Jesus shows us that there are two ways. Watch this. In verses 15 through 20, Jesus shows us that there are two trees. In verses 23 through 21, Jesus shows us that there are two professions. And then in verse 24 through 29, he gives us two foundations. So in this life, he shows us that there are going to be choices. There are only two. There are only two ways. There is either right or wrong. There is up or there's down. There's black, there's white. There is no in between. There's heaven and then there's hell. Are you with me yet? You see, there is no in-between. There is no happy medium. Either you are one or the other. You're either hot or you're cold. Jesus says in the book of Revelation, if you think that you're lukewarm, then he will spew you out of his mouth. Let me help you. You can't be in the world and of the world. You can't be in the world and in the kingdom of God. You got to either be in or you have to be out. You have to either be a sinner or you are going to be a saint. Now, we are sinners saved by grace, which makes us a saint, but you can't be a sinner and a saint at the same time. I know that goes against somebody's systematic theology. But everyone here needs to know that we are sinners, but we are saved by grace, which means that at some point, the more that you grow, that you are going to become or transform into the image of Christ. You're not going to stay in the same setting that you are in if you continue to follow Christ. Are you with me yet? We're talking about the right way. Our young people, we want our young people, we want our middle-aged people, and we want some of our old folk to know that there is the right way. There's a right way of doing everything. There is either a right way of doing it or there is a wrong way. Many of us, watch this, we want to be of the world and in the world and try to be Christians. We are trying our very best to please the world, to be a part of the world, and be Christians. Let me help you how some of us are trying to do that. On Sunday, we're trying to be Christians. On Sundays, we are trying to be the very best worshipers we can be. Sunday evening, notice I didn't even get to Monday morning. Sunday evening, right after the benediction, we start to want to party once again. Am I talking to anybody? You see, we are people that think that we can do wrong and be right. You cannot, in the kingdom, do wrong and be right. Somebody's gonna help me here. You're either right or you're wrong. You're either pleasing God or you're not. And so many of us are deceiving ourselves as to think that we are in line with God by doing what we want to do. Let me help you today. We cannot have our own agenda and live for Christ. Let me say that again because somebody didn't get the memo and I need to give it to you again. We cannot have our own agenda and live for Christ. This does not mean that it disqualifies us from having a good time in life, because Jesus says, let me correct you on that, because Jesus says, I came that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. So let me help somebody today. Once you give up the world and give your life to Christ, you are going to have the best time in your life that you've ever had. You're going to have a joy. You are going to have a peace that you never, ever imagined that could happen in your life. Watch this. Jesus says, look at here. Jesus says in verse 12, he says, therefore, whatsoever that you would that men should do to you, in other words, go through life. Watch this. Walk through life treating people the way that you want to be treated. Amen. Give them the respect that you want them to respect you. Young ladies, if you want a man to respect you, dress that way. It's gonna get awfully ugly in here today. If you want him to talk to you in a certain way, if that guy stops talking to you in the way that he was talking to you when he first met you, then you draw the line. Hold up, homeboy. Stop, back up, slow your roll. You didn't talk to me like that when you first approached me. So now you cannot talk to me like that now. Now you give him permission when you allow him to constantly do it and you stay there with it. It's going to get up. In fact, I ain't going to have a single friend when I leave here today. Well, if this guy, watch this, I'm coming to the men in just a minute. If this guy talks to you and treats you and beats you, watch this, if you need to be beat on to be done right, then obviously something is wrong. It is a reason why God did not, I'm talking about the right way. It is a reason why God, when he made Eve, that he didn't make her from the foot bone. It's a reason why he didn't make her from the hand bone. It's a reason why he didn't make her from the elbow bone or the knee bone or the back bone. He made her from the rib, which is the side, which means that the man and the woman are to walk together. Yeah.
I wish I had three believers. And when it gets to the point of where he can't respect you enough to have you on his side, are y'all gonna talk back to me? Then it's obviously time for you to go. Don't let anybody tell you that you can't. Listen, when a guy try to tell you, I'm talking to the young ladies. I know everybody gonna get mad with me, come on. But listen, when a guy tell you, you ain't gonna find nobody better than he is. Out of 7 billion folk on the earth, you mean to tell me I can't find one of them better than you? Something obviously might not be wrong with you. It's psychologically something is wrong with me. Don't let your self-esteem be so low until a jumper gotta curse you out, call you all kind of names in order for you to feel like you are somebody. Don't let I know it, you're getting ready to leave me now. Don't let somebody feel like you got to wear your dresses all the way up here and your cleavage all the way down there to let you know that you are somebody. Jesus already told you that you are somebody by dying on the cross. You are not a walking billboard. You are not a walking advertising agency. Let me help you here. You don't need to tattoo your body all up to be noticed by anyone. If the way that you carry yourself does not do it, then he don't need you. Somebody has said, well, I got to have him. I can't. If I don't want to be by myself all of my life, you got Jesus. Let me tell you, if Jesus made one, he'll make another one. If Jesus made that one, he'll make another one. If Jesus made that one, he'll make another one. Are y'all going to help me here? Don't get quiet on me. It'll let me know you're guilty. If the Lord will help you, he knows exactly what you need. So in that case, I want you to, if that's all that you think that you can get, then quit quoting that scripture that God shall supply my needs according to his. That disqualifies you from that. Watch this. Men, if she got to have you and John, let me talk to my young homies right now. If look, you keep watch on them now. Keep tabs on them. Peep over there